Bezer Shem's book will begin Perek Sheva Asa, the 17th chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos in the Sefer Zman book of designated times, which we continue with the halacha of the last malacha of the Lamed Tzav Malachas of Etzah from one rishos to another rishos, where in this perek we discuss specifically regarding a mavoi, an alleyway, and pasim, and the halacha of boards. As the Rambam gives halacha off regarding two types of mavois, which are lanes, alleyways, which are either sasim, closed, on three sides, or mafulish, which is actually only closed on two sides, and it's actually open on two sides. As Rambam gives halacha of mavoi, which in the way in Talmudic times, homes would open up into common courtyards. Common courtyards would open up into the street called a mavoi, and those streets would open up into the rishos harabim, into the public domain. And that's how people had their the construction of their developments. So they have a mavoi, which are these streets, not public domains, but it's where the common area of where the courtyards open up into. Sheish leishlish kesalim, which it has three walls, which is what we call a dead end, which is a cul-de-sac, which is it's enclosed on three sides, and it was open on the fourth side. That was the only place it was open up into the Rishos Rab. So who are nikkur mavoi sasim? That's what's called the closed mavoi. Now, mavoi sheish leishnik sambal vod zik negitzeh. But if you have a street that has only two walls, one opposite the other, because you have the court that's opening up on either sides, but it's open on both sides to the public domain on either ends of that mavi. And the people will come in through one side and come out through the opposite side because it's open on both sides. That's called the open, the flush mavi. Now, how do we permit the closed mavi that it should be permitted to utilize the area after you make an eruv? So besides the Erev, which is in Halchas Erevin, which everyone joins together, brings some food, but then in the construction also requires certain things. So you make, on that fourth side, which opens up into the Rishos Rabim, you make one side post, or you make another cross beam, but that's enough. And that cross beam or that side post is going to make it considered as if that fourth side is closed off, to make it into a private domain. And then you'll be able to carry throughout that whole area, which after making the Erev, it's called Shituv HaMavoyis, when all the alleyways join together, as the Rambam explains in the first parak. Because Shedin Torah, according to biblical law, B'sholosh Mechitzas Bolvad Mutl Taltal, really with just three walls itself, it's permitted to carry. This is the fourth side, and that would require another fourth one. Well, if it could die, but therefore it's sufficient with a side post or with a crossbeam. Halacha Gimel. Now, v'heich matirin mavi mefulish. How do you permit a mavi that's open on both sides to Rishos Rab? So here it's more stringent. Basically, tzudas pesach mekan. You have to make a door frame, a doorway from one side, which opens up to Rishos Rab. And then you can make a side post or crossbeam on the other side. Mavi akum, and an L-shaped or bent mavoi, which its two ends open up into the shram, but it's just not direct because it turns. Terasik and mefulish has the same halachic status like an open-ended mavoi, which requires a tzuras pesach on one side and a lech and a kaira on the other side. Halacha dalet mavoi shu shavim mitaychay. If you have a mavoi that it's flat, it's even on the inside, but umidrein l'shus ram, but it's a slope going into the public domain. Or the other way around, shav l'shus ram, it opens up equal to the public domain, but amidrin l'teicha, it's a slope going down into the mavi. So then then you don't even have on this fourth side where it opens up, not a lechi, not a kaira, shayimud l'shus ram, because it is separated from the public domain. The whole concern is that like it looks like it's open and you're not going to realize that this is the l'shus ram, that's the mavi, and therefore, although there's an eruv, you might get confused, so you need to have the side post or the crossbeam, but here, we're either because there's a slope going from the mavi into l'shus ram, or from l'shus ram into the mavi, so that's already enough of a differentiation, you don't require lechi or kaira. Halacha hei, mavi, if you have this mavoi, shetzidoi echad kala layam, that one end goes into it ends in the sea. So you have a depth of 10 tefachim at the edge, which in itself is considered as a mechitza. And v'tzidoi echad kala la'ashpa shel rab. And the other end of the mavoi ends in a public garbage dump, which is also has a height of 10 tefachim from the ground, because of the garbage dump, which is also considered as mechitza. Say in the Tzoklum, you don't have to do anything. Because Shashba Shal Rabim Ein Asur L'Spanis. A public garbage dump is not usually cleared out. And therefore that height of 10 Tvachim will remain over there. So that's one Mechitza. And Me'en Chayshin Shemiyala Yam Sirtum. Wasn't that concerned that maybe the sea is going to have a sediment and the sand and the rocks by the edge, that it'll go ahead and fill up and then diminish that height of the edge of the sea of 10 Tvachim. And therefore, it's going to retain that status of these two natural walls, these barriers that the Mavi has. Lach Vav. Mavi Mefulash. An open street on both sides. Shukolo le'emtzer rechavei shel Rabim. A unique case where the Mavi ends in the middle of a public rechava. Now, a rechava is an area behind the homes which they didn't use so much in Talmudic times. And this it was behind the people's houses. The chatzar they used was the courtyard in front of their home. This was the rechava, the wide area that's behind the houses. And the mavi ends right there in the middle. So, im lahoy mechuvin keneged pesach rechava, if it was not directly opposite the opening of this rechava, which on the other side opened up into the Rosh Abim, so it's opposite that wall. So if it doesn't open up directly opposite, so it's not a mavi mefulish, because it's not straight, so then that is a kasasim. So it's like a mavi sasim, like a closed mavi. Okay, then the ein etzarach mitzad rechava klum. Then you don't need to have anything from the side of the rechava at all, because it does not consider as a mavi mefulish. Avol imhoya kol letzidei rechavam. But if let's say the mavi ended on the side, at the edge, by the wall of this backyard of all these homes, which essentially the wall of the mavi is now one with the wall of the rechava, which makes it like mafulish, because even if it doesn't open up straight, but the wall continues and it's like a bent mavi to wherever the Rosh Hashanah is going to be, so then also it's going to be forbidden. Now, v'mhaisa shel yachid, now if that backyard was actually owned by an individual, then naf limtza asur, then even if the mavi ended in the middle, not by the end of the wall, it's also going to be forbidden. Because since it's an individual, pam boin mitzad echad at times, because he's the only owner, he might build something on one side. And then when it's going to come out at the end when he's building construction, now the mavi would used to be ending in the middle is now going to be at the end, because he extended now and the wall is going to be right there. By the end of the rechava, you're going to run into that problem. So therefore, we always say it's going to be forbidden unless remedied when it's owned by an individual. Halacha Zayin now continues regarding stipulations regarding the halacha of a mavi. So in a mavi niter, the mavi does not become permitted, which we describe balecha aikari with the side post or the crossbeam. Actually, batim bechatzeres psuchas atayich has to be qualified as a mavi, which is that you have homes and quarters that open up into the mavi, as we described. That was the construction that they had in those times, and that was what qualified for this halachic status of a mavi. Moreover, the arkoi ma'arba amas ulamala, it has to have that its length is at least 4 amas or more, and the arko yesar rachbe, its length has to be more than its width. Again, that's how the mavi would naturally be, and that's where the chacham give it this halacha. Av a mavi sharko karachbe, but if the mavi its length is as same as its width, then harei kachatzer, and halacha could be qualified as a courtyard. The ein anitzer, and there is not permitted. Ella, rather, how a chatzer is permitted b'shnei luchayam b'shnei ruchesav, either with two side posts on its two sides. Again, not enough with one side post, but kalechi b'mashu, each side post could be even a minute amount. Or you have a board that's with the width of 4 tvachim on one side, that would be sufficient. But again, it's not enough just with one minute lechi on one side. Halacha ches. Now, same thing goes the other way around. Chatzar, if you have a quarter, sha'arka yes ha'rachba, if its length is more than its width, how do you come over? Qualified as a mavi. And therefore, ben niteres, but lechi karts can be permitted with a side post or a crossbeam. Now, umavoy she'im bad mechatzeres pesuchas l'taychei. If you have a mavoy, this alleyway that homes and courtyards do not open into it, could go in, for example, shlohoi by elabayisecha the chatzah achas. You only had one home or one courtyard opening up into it. V'chein so too mavoy she'im ba'arka arba amas. If its length does not have 4 amas, so then we said it has halachic status like a chatzah. So again, ein enetti elabashnei l'chaim. That's only going to be permitted with two side posts, or bepas arba mashu, or with a board of 4 tvachim and a little bit halacha tes. Mavoy she'im barach by Shleisha Tvachim. We have a mavi that the width is not even 3 hand breaths. You don't need loy lechib, loy lekar, you don't need a side post, you don't need a crossbeam. Umutl tal debukul, you could carry throughout the whole thing because you're kapochet meshleisha. Anything, any area that's less than 3 tvachim, hadei kolav, but it's like sealed, like connected. And there's no alleyway here in halacha because you see the two walls as if it's closed. There's nothing here. Now, mavi shechshir bekayra. If you have this alleyway that was validated with a crossbeam, which we said that's one of the options by the mavi sasim. So Avi Bisha Mutl Tatl Bukula Kirshus Sayochar, although you're allowed to carry throughout that whole area like a private domain, Hazarik Mitaychel Shus Rab, I'm Shus Rab Mitaychel, but if someone will throw from the public domain into it or from it into the public domain, Potter is going to be exempt. Why? Because the truth is, it's not really Rishus Yachad. And therefore, not biblically liable. Because Shakaira, this crossbeam, Mishum Hekahiyasuya, is only made as a recognition, as a sign to say, to show that, hey, this is different than the Rishus Rab. But it doesn't actually make it as a wall. So it's not really enclosed in all four sides. So it's not a Rishus Yachad. Of a Meshiru Balechi, but if he validates it with a side post, then Azarik Metechel Rishus Rab, Mishus Rab Metechel Chayb. Then if you throw from it into the public domain or the public domain, you're going to be liable because the side post is like a fourth wall, and only then is it considered enclosed totally like Rosh Hashayachid to be liable for the malacha of Haitzah. Halacha Yud. Shnei Kesalim B'Shus Rab. If there's two walls in the public domain, and the people walk through the area where those two walls are, how could you validate the area between them to be considered as an area where you could carry? So what you do is Isid Lasin Makan Lasin Makan. You make doors on either side. I mean, because specifically we say in Halacha Gimel when you have a Mavih Mafulish, when you have an alleyway that runs into the Rosh Hashanah on either side, let's say. So we said it's enough for the Tzurus HaPesach on one side and the Lechon HaKoyin on the other one. But here it's in the Rosh Hashanah itself. So then you have to have actual doors on either sides. And then you can make the area between it into a private domain. Moreover, you don't have to actually close those doors at nighttime. But it has to be fit to be closed. So if let's say it was stuck in the, it hasn't been used in a long time, so it's stuck in the dirt, you have to clear away the area and you have to fix it that it could be locked, that it could be closed. Now, but a doorway or a side post or a crossbeam, that will not be effective in validating an area in the public domain. Here, you would require actual doors on either side. It's permitted to carry in this alleyway, tachas hakara, even underneath the beam itself, which is right there on the border between this mavoi and the Rosh Hashanah, or bein achlaim, or the area between the side posts. Now, when we say this, if the area was, like we said, bordering on the public domain, but it was bordering this rabbinic prohibited area of a Carmelist, actually, you're actually forbidden, it's more stringent, not to carry beneath the area of the beam, the cross beam, or between the side posts, until you make another side post, to permit the area that's within the doorway, because the species found its own type and it actually awakens it. Meaning, although generally a Carmelist is less severe than the Rosh Hashanah, here we're going to say that the Carmelist that's between the side posts will combine for its same type of the Carmelist that's on the outside and it's going to awaken up and strengthen it, and therefore you actually need to have, in contrast of this Mavi is not a Rosh Hashanah, it's a Carmelist at most, and therefore it'll awaken the Carmelist in it, and therefore it actually is more severe. But Rosh Hashanah, it's not, so it won't awaken anything, and therefore you actually require more of a stringency by the when it's bordering a Carmelist than when it borders the Rosh Hashanah. Halachid Biz continues regarding the side post, the crossbeam, and the opening of the Mavi. So, with everything you can make a side post, meaning a filibud of shesh beruach chaim, even if it's something that has a living spirit, but filibisura no, even things that are forbidden to have benefit from, they can be that side post. Avidazar atzma, an idol itself, or a sheirah shalasa isalechi, or avidazar tree that was made for a side post, kasha is valid because shalachi the side post is not considered as having actual benefit from the item itself, and the fact that shalachi of your kashu. The side post, its thickness could be any minute amount. It doesn't require measurement, because although Avodah Zarah or things that are Issa Anah, we consider as if it doesn't have a measurement, it doesn't need a measurement. Now, that's actually regarding the thickness. Goyva Alechi actually does have, but in spite of that, it has to have the height of Ein Pachas Masar Tvachim, can't be less than 10 Tvachim. But again, Rach Beva Avya, its width and its thickness, kosher can be a minute amount. Alechi Gimba Bakul Eis and Kaira. And yeah, everything you could use to make it across. But not by the desire tree. The fish is because the width of the crossbeam has a minimum measurement. And all things that require measurement are forbidden to be utilized from an avoid desire tree because we consider what's called mechtas kisusi shere. We view it as if it's pulverized, as it doesn't have a measurement because it has to be burnt. So therefore, it won't be qualified for the kaira, even though technically it does have a measurement, but in halacha, we view it as if it doesn't. So therefore, the chin reich of a car, so to the width of the crossbeam, which we ain't pachas mitevach, can't be less than the hand breadth. Va'avya, and its thickness is kalshu, could be a minute amount, but it has a at least the minimum of a width. Therefore, it's not valid for masher. Now, b'hu, as long as shati b'riya lekabel reich, as long as the crossbeam is strong enough that it could hold a reich, which is shulchatzi levena, it's half of a brick, shalshleish tvachim shalshleish tvachim, the 3x3 hand breadth. So to mamide kaira, the things that support the crossbeam, srichin shi brin, they have to be strong enough, k'tele kabel kaira, that it could accept the beam, because it's supporting the beam, and b'chatzi levena, and the half of that brick, which the brick is 3x3 tvachim. Halach yedalt, kami yeh pesach amavoy, how much does the opening of the mavoy have to be that that it would be enough to validate it just with a side post and a crossbeam? So the gabay, the height, is in pachas masad vachem, can't be less than 10 vachem, because that's less than that, it's not considered as an opening. And but the lo yesal eser mama can't be more than 20 amas, too high, because then you don't recognize what is over there on the top. And v'rochbay, and its width, is adesa amas, is up until 10 amas, because that's how much a doorway is. Now, b'medvim, when we say this, lo hayla tzuris pesach, if it only had a side post or a crossbeam, but it didn't have a doorway, it had the frame of a door, meaning of a doorway, then even if it's 100 amas high, even less than 10 tefachim, or even it's 100 amas wide, meaning more than that of the, what we said of the 10 amas, it would be permitted because that's obviously an opening. So too, let's say, this crossbeam of the Mavi had a kir vitzir, had this engraving and had this different inscriptions. A shiha komas takum, that everyone would gaze at it and look at it. And alpha bishit lamala mes mami, even though it's above 20 amas, k'sher is going to be valid. Because shakaira, the whole halach of the crossbeam, is mishum hekar, so he's made because of it as a sign. So people recognize, oh, this is the Mavi and this is the Rosh Hashanah. But the mois lamala mes mami in the keras, generally when something's higher than 20 amas, it's not recognizable, it's too high. But again, if it has an engraving and different designs, people look at it, and then to Shemhekah comes out, there's recognition, even though it's higher than 20 amas. Look at the design contains with different types of mavois of these alleyways. Mavoi shoy gavoi. If you have a mavoi that its height was min the aretz ad karkoyes kaira, from the ground up until the bottom of the beam was esrim amas, was 20 amas. Now v'avi akaira. Now the thickness of the beam was lomalam esrim, above 20 amas. Well, kosher, that's going to be valid because since the airspace of the mavoi is not more than 20 amas, that's enough. As long as we see the crossbeam, I don't care how high that goes, as long as we see it, and that's within 20 amas. Now, how you govern, yes, and ask them, what do you do if, let's say, the airspace was more than 20 amas? So, they're coming to diminish and minimize the airspace with a beam, shemanicha islamata, that you're putting on the bottom, on the ground. So, tzorchli is beruch betevach, that crossbeam, which on the bottom now, you're stepping on it, it's elevating the ground, so that now the airspace is going to be less than 20 amas. That width has to be a tefach, that if you're going to stand on that hand breadth, you're going to see the beam, because it's now within 20 amas, and then there's going to be a hacker. Kakar, like the size of the course beam, has to be itself a tefach. If let's say its height was less than 10 tefachim, so choykik by meshach arbal arba amas, what you have to do is you have to carve out in the ground, an area of 4x4 amas, umamik in, go deep in that way, so that you can now complete from the new ground that you're digging down to the cross beam to be at least that of 10 tefachim, where although before by the cross beam when it was too high, we said it's enough to make on the ground a tefach and to minimize it. Here, since it was less than 10 tefachim, it's not even considered as a wall. So you have to carve out at least an area of 4x4 that it shall at least be considered a wall, and now that area will have a height of 10 tefachim. Halacha yitzayin, nifretz by pirtz mitzidah. So you have this alleyway here, and it has it got a huge hole on the side of the wall. Klape roishay, towards the front when you enter, which is near where the crossbeam is or where the side post is. So it depends. If it still remains over there by the front, at least a part of the wall, we'll call it a board, that it's at least the width of 4 tefachim, which that's the measurement that will be considered as a mavoi. It's somewhat of an alleyway, at least in that first part before the breach. The mutter is permitted, the alleyway as it is. But as long as the breach is not going to be more than 10 amas, because up until 10 amas, it's considered an opening. More than that, it's considered as a breach, and it's not considered as a valid wall anymore. Now, v'imloy nisha pas arba, if it doesn't remain even a board of four tvachim from the opening till the breach, well, then also then it's forbidden, because even though generally less than 10 of us consider Pesach, but he will consider that maybe the people are gonna, that are coming into the Mavai are going to leave the opening and they go through the hole like that shortcut, and they're not going to see the validation of the Mavai when you enter, because they're not going through the entry anymore. Unless if the breach was less than three tvachim, because we say anytime there's a breach less than three tvachim, it's viewed as if it's closed, then there won't be a problem. If an alleyway is totally breached, meaning it's totally open on the entire width of its wall into a courtyard, because if there would be some boards remaining on two sides, then those two boards would be like a lechi itself. No, it's totally open into a courtyard. This moment. And benifritz chatzar keneg l'chazaram. Now the courtyard also is breached on the opposite side into the public domain, a measurement of 10 amas, but there does remain boards on the sides of the chatzar. Hareza aser. So it's going to be forbidden in the mavi, but neshu mavi mefulish, because it's open on both sides, because we considered going straight through the chatzar. One side is the Rishus Ram of the Mavi, and the other side through the Chatzar is again Rishus Ram. So like we said in Halacha Gimel, so the Mavi is forbidden, because it's a Mavi Mavolish. But V'Chatzar Muteres, the courtyard is going to be permitted, because a Mavi does not make the Chatzar forbidden that it opens up into, because Shachatzar Shram Baikim, because if you have a courtyard, even though the public walks through it, because the Mavi goes right through it and Rishus Ram is on the other side, and V'Chatzar Mezubi, it's Mezubi, people come in one way and go out the other way, doesn't make a difference. It's still a bona fide Rosh Hashanah Yachad, and that would not make it forbidden, and therefore it's still permitted. Mavoy, an alleyway, if there were paths on one side of the Mavoy, let's say the right side, and paths on the other side, let's say on the left side, which they go and they're open to the public domain, because they're going through the Mavoy. The Mavoy, let's say, is going in the longitude, and then in latitude, you have these other paths that are going into this Mavoy from Rosh Hashanah on either side. So, even though these pathways running through the Mavoy on its horizontal lines are not really directly opposite each other, still, each one of those paths can be considered as an open Mavoy, because even if it's bent a little bit, Mavo Okum is also considered as a Mavo Mefulish. So, how do you validate it? So, Isa, what you have to do, and this is what we said in Lacha Gimel by the Mavo Okum, you have to make a doorway for everyone that passes on one of the sides. And same thing is for the big opening of the main Mavo that they're running through, which is the one that's the longitudinal. And all the paths on the other side, you make a side post and a cross beam again, just like a Mav Akum, which is really like a Mav Mefulish, which one side you made Tzvetz HaPesach, and the other side you make a Lechi Okara. Aluch HaChav. Mavay an alleyway, Shetzide Echad Arach. Which, if let's say, one of the walls that extends to the Rishus Rabim is more than the second wall. So one side, one wall, let's say the right wall, goes longer, but see the Shene Katzer. And the second wall, in that parallel line, is shorter. It doesn't go as extend out as much as the other wall. So what you have to do is you have to put the beam opposite the narrower wall, and the reason for that is because the cross beam functions as a sign. On the diagonal, it's not a valid recognition. And someone who sees that you're using the wall where that it looks like you're in the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you have to put it opposite, you only could go as far as the shorter wall goes, and you make it a straight line to that part of the longer wall. Now, hemed lechi b'chatzi ha'mavi panimi. Someone puts a side post in the inner half of the mavi, shulifnim min ha'lechi, which is within the lechi. So, mutl taltabai. One is permitted to carry in that area where is the halfway of the inner part. In other words, not concerned that you might come to use the part of the mavi that's beyond the lechi. And this, as long as the area has a shear of a mavi in that inner part where you put the lechi. And the outer half of the mavi, which is beyond the side post, would be forbidden. If you have a mavi that's 20 amas wide. So we said that the mavi has to be 10 amas. It's wider now, but it's 20 amas. So besides making a Tirsa Pesach, which we said that could work, but what you could do is like this. You make a board that's 10 tefachim high, b'meshach 4 amas, in a distance of 4 amas. Shuhushir meshach amavi, which is the measurement of how long we would consider the minimum length of a mavi. Now you put it in middle, meaning if you're looking at as this longitudinal alleyway, in that same longitudinal line, from when you were walking into the mavi, you're facing the length of this wall. It's not perpendicular. It's parallel to the walls of the mavi in the middle. Oh, benimtzik shnei mavois. Now you just separate it. It's like two different mavois. It's like a doorway. Now the opening of each one of them now has it's within the measurements of the mavi, which is now each one having 10 amas. That's one option. Or what you can do is like this. Marchik shnei amas mikan. Instead of going now parallel, we're talking about perpendicular now to the opening itself. What you could do is that you distance 2 amas from one wall of the mavi. Umayimid pas shalosh amas, and you put a board over there, like blocking, and you're hitting it, you're facing this wall, perpendicular. And you see a board that 3 amas. So now through the airspace of 2 amas, together with this board of 3 amas, that's a total of 5 amas. And you do the same thing on the other side. Umayimid pas amas mekan. You distance 2 amas from this other wall, and then you put a board that's 3 amas over there. That's another 5. So comes out that you blocked off 5 on this side, 5 on this side. That takes care of 10. And now you have 10, of the which is the maximum measurement of the opening of the mavi here in the middle. And the sides are considered like closed, because you have the closed off area more than the breached area, because you have 3 amas of the board and you have 2 amas of the open area, which is more oimid than parts, and therefore it's considered closed. And then you have the appropriate measurement of the opening of 10 amas. Halacha Chav Beis continues with different halachas regarding the lechi, the side post. So lechi, if you have the side post, habaylit, that sticks out, midofne shel mavi, from the wall of the mavi into the width of the mavi, it wasn't made for the purpose of a lechi, it's just sticking out from the structural necessities of the wall. Still kosher, it's going to be kosher, it's going to function as a lechi. So to lechi, I'm in me'elev. If you have a lechi that's just standing by itself, it's naturally there. In some chalab b'kaidim Shabbos, if they relied on it from before Shabbos, so kosher, it's going to be valid. Now, ulechi shehu nidim b'fnim lechi. If you have a side post that it's recognizable from the inside of the mavi as a side post, but mamchutz ein nir lechi, but from the outside you don't see anything. It doesn't. You don't see it. It looks flush with the wall. Or the other way around. Shehu nidim b'chutz lechi. From the outside you could see it as a side post, but mefnim nir shehu shav. But from the inside you don't see anything. It looks equal. Okay, as if there's no side post over there. Still, either one of these are valid. Is a nidim shem lechi can be considered and qualified as a valid side post. If you have a side post that was elevated from the ground a height of 3 handbreadths, or its distance was away from the wall of 3 tefachim, you haven't done anything. It has to be there connected to the ground and to the wall on the side. Now, but if either one of these were less than 3 tefachim, either in the height or in the distance, kasher, it's going to be kasher, because as we always say, anything less than 3 tefachim is kolav, but it's like connected. If you have the side post that was very wide, so whether if its width it was less than half of the width of the mavi, or whether if its width was even as like half of the width of the mavi, kasher, it's kasher, and benidim b'shem lechet can be qualified as a side post as long as it was not more than half of the width of the mavi. Yes, but if it, let's say it was more than half the width of the alleyway itself, then actually it's gonna qualify, but for a different halacha. It's gonna be qualified because it's actually more closed than breached areas. So it's closing off more than what's open from the mavi, but it will not be qualified as a lechi. Halacha Gechav Gimel continues with other halachas regarding a kaira, the crossbeam. So kaira, the crossbeam, should put us ale machtelas, where it's the air on the top of the from wall to wall on the top of the mavi, and they put a curtain over it. Sari bitla, that nullifies the halachic validity of the kaira, because the in the kaira is not recognizable. The point that we said of a kaira is that you see it, you don't see it anymore because it's covered with the sheet, with this mat. Now, the figure, therefore, im hoysa machtelis misulekis min agatz, shleshet vachem ayaser. So if this mat was above the ground, meaning it's hanging over as a sheet, and it was more than 3 tvachem from the ground, in mechitza, it's not going to be considered as a valid mechitza, because, if it was going down at the bottom, so although you don't have a kaira, it would be like a mechitza itself. But if it's more than three tefachim, it's not a machitza because you have more of a gap of three or more, and so it's not a kleira, and it's not a machitza, it's not going to be valid. Not shtei yesedus b'shnei kasei mavoi mevuchotzav. Let's say by the walls that are facing of the alleyway, if you're looking at the mavoi, there were two pegs sticking out into the street, and v'nich alein hakleira, and they put the beam on those pegs. Lasa klum hasn't done anything. Because the crossbeam has to be on the mavi, not near it. And since only near it, not on it, it's not going to be valid. Halacha of doubt. If you have a beam, the crossbeam coming out of one wall, it doesn't reach all the way to the second wall. Or let's say it's two crossbeams. One's coming out of one wall, and the other one's coming out of the other wall. They don't touch each other. So regarding these two cases, if it's pachad mishlash, if the gap is less than three tefachim, you don't have to bring another crossbeam. But between them, there is to be tefachim. You would have to bring another crossbeam because, again, of that gap. So to have two crossbeams that are laying near each other like twins. Now, this one is not strong enough to hold a half of a brick. And this one also does not have enough to hold a half of a brick. But if the two of them together could hold the half of the brick, then in itself lebi karaches, then you don't have to bring another crossbeam. So to let's say one was higher and one was lower than the other one. So we look at the upper one as if it's lower down, and the lower one as if it's higher up. Now, as long as the upper one was not above 20 amis, which is invalid, and the lower one was not beneath 10 tefachim, which is also not valid. So as long as someone in the middle will view it and as if they're on the same level, but more of you can't have that between them in the width, there would be a gap of 3 tefachim, meaning when you see it, that we see this one went down, and this one went up, but kabana, that they're on the same level, until you see one on the side of the other one, as long as they're not going to have a gap, a 3 tefachim in the width, then we'll see that as valid. If the crossbeam was bent, and it's sticking out of beyond the mavi. So we view it as if it's straight, and we're not concerned that you can utilize the area beyond the mavi. Let's say it's a gul, let's say it's round, and you can't put a half a brick on a round crossbeam. We look at it as if it's a square. Now, if its circumference was three tefachim, then yesh b'rech a tefach. It has the minimum of a width of a tefach, because that's how, in dimension, you could square out a tefach in three tefachim of a circumference. Now, if the crossbeam was in the mavi, and its bent part was out of the mavi, so it's sticking out. Or let's say its bent part was going above 20 amas, or beneath 10 tefachim. So we view, if you would take away the bent part, which is out of the parameters of the mavi, and the two remaining ends would be remaining, and you wouldn't have between those ends, which you cut off, the bumping out part, would not have a gap of three tefachim, then you don't have to bring another beam. But if not, then you have to bring another beam because of that gap, and if you don't have this one beam going across the whole mavi. Halacha Chav Zayin continues with a unique halacha of a well that has boards. Be'er, regarding a spring, which they made eight boards, ma'ar zavis, from the four corners. Because by every corner, shnei pasin, you have two boards that are dvugim b'chal zavis, that are connected where they meet by the corner, in every corner. So obviously, two times four is going to be eight. Hadel kil mechitza, they are qualified like a partition. And even though in every direction, the open area is more than the closed area, but since the four corners are standing, it's going to be permitted for this unique halacha l'malish min ha-be'er, to draw water from the spring and to give the animals to drink. And how high does each one of these boards have to be? So a height of 10 tefachim. And how wide do they have to be? 6 tefachim, 6 tefachim. And between every of these boards, which are the corners of the other ones, how wide could they be? K'malish shtei tevachim. Like two teams, shalabar ba bakar. If each team had four cattle, achas nechnasis v'achas yetsa. One team is going in to that area and one is going out. Shirich, what's the measurement of that width? Ein yesal shalosh esri amos lish, not more than 13 amos and a third. That's how much space these two teams would take up if one's going in and one's going out at the same time. That's how much you could have between the boards of, let's say, north and east, where that the, between those boards on that side, on let's say the eastern side, would be between those boards. Now, let's say in one of the areas of one of the corners, or even every one of the four corners, you had even a large stone, or a tree, or tel, or let's say a mound, hamislaket asar, that gathered to a height of 10 tefachim mitercha b'ames within the area of 4 ames, or a bundle of reeds. So Ryan, we see kosh ili chalik. If you would cut it out, and v'yesh be'amlekan be'amlekan be'gav asar, you would be able to have an ama on either side with a height of 10 tefachim. Then need the mishum zavis, it will be qualified as a corner sheish b'shnei pasim, which has two boards, even though it's really one big mound, but if you could cut away and you'll have these two things, we view it as such already. Chamisha kanim, 5 reeds. Ve'im ben zel lezeh shleisha, and you don't have between either one of them 3 tefachim. Mor v'yesh b'nehem, between all of them you have shisha tefachim lekan, you have 6 tefachim on one side, b'shisha tefachim lekan and 6 tefachim on the other side. Okay, nidon mishum zavis, sheish b'shnei pasim, it will be qualified as the corner that has two boards. Halacha chavtes. Mutter lahakriv arba zavis e leber. Now, you're allowed to bring these four corners close to the spring, but as long as shetia pada, as long as the cow could have reisha veruba lefnim mina pasen b'sheisa, could have its head and the majority of its body within the area of the boards and be drinking. Because if the cow would be on the outside, we're concerned that maybe you're going to go after where the cow is, you're going to take the bucket out of the boards of the pasim and carry into Rishon Zerah. And how much is the area of the height, the head and the majority of the cow? That's 2 amas, says the Gemara. And Ava Pishla Yoch is Resha Behem, and that's even if you're not going to hold on to the head of the animal, Ima Klisha Behemim, with the vessel that the water is inside of it. But since the head and the majority of its body is inside, Mut is permitted Afila Gamal, even for a camel, which is very long and really all of the body is on the outside, it's okay. And you're not concerned that you're going to go after the animal outside. But if let's say the boards were even closer than that, so asla hashkas men, then you're not allowed to water from them. I feel like even for a kid goat, which all of it could go inside. So, because it has to be at least that minimum of 2 amas. Now, however, one is allowed to distance the boards and to make a very large area in the perimeter of this spring. Kosher as much as you want to. As long as you're going to add simple boards, meaning not corner boards, not the L-shaped brackets, but simple boards that you'll put on every side, as long as you don't have between one board and the other one, more than 13 amas and a third. You can make as big as you want, but just you got to be adding to these boards. Now, we did not permit this leniency in halacha of these boards, only in the land of Israel, and only for the animals of the ones who are making the pilgrimages who come up to Eretz Yisrael, to the Yerushalayim for the Shal Shagal. But that is, and it also has to be a spring of living waters that's utilized by the public. But in other lands, so Adam Yerid Lebe'er V'Yishta, a person himself would have to go into the spring to drink, or he has to make full-fledged partitions that surround the spring, that are 10 tefachim high, and then they can stand inside of it and draw the water and drink. Now, if let's say the spring was very wide, but the person can't get down over there, then then he could draw the water and drink it between the boards, because since it's not possible to do it in any other way, so they permit it even for the person, not just for the animals. In contrast to Be'er, which is a spring, a Bo'er is gathered waters, not live waters. It doesn't come from the ground, it gathers, which is a flaw because the water could dry up. So to Be'er HaYachad, a spring of an individual, which is also a flaw that is not for the Rabbin. So then, a fellow Eretz Yisrael, and even in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot draw the water from them, unless you made partitions that are 10 tefachim high, like a regular mechitzel. Halacha lamed beis. Hamamal lebehem de bein hapasim. If someone draws the water for his animal between the boards, so now he could draw the water and he could put it in the vessel that's in front of the animal between the boards. Now, if there was a trough, which is the vessel that they put in the food for the animal, that the edge of the front part of the trough entered in the area between the boards. So we're talking about over here that the animal is in a, let's say, a barn, a house. And there's a trough that's prepared for it in front of it, outside of the house, in the public domain. That's 10 tefachim high with a width of 4 tefachim, which is a rishus hayachim. And they, in the trough, they put in the straw, all the animal food from the rishus hayachim. And the edge of this trough actually enters into the area between the boards. So in such a situation, where v'hoyi gavoya sarah b'rachav abar, like we said, if the height of it was 10 tefachim high and the width of 4 tefachim, lo yimali v'yitin lefen, now, one should not draw the water and put it in front of the animal, meaning you should not draw from the pit that's between the boards and lift up the bucket over the top of the trough and walk through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and carry the bucket over the trough in front of the animal without ever taking the bucket out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because even though that's okay because it's all in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but Shem Yiskalkala Avos, the trough might get ruined. The Yitzhak Lila Avos, and you're going to be taking out the bucket to the trough, then the Avos Lukaka Rosh Hashanah, then you're going to take out the from the trough into the ground of the street, because since the trough got ruined, you're not going to be able to take out the bucket directly from between the boards to the trough, which is from the Rishus Yachad to Rishus Yachad. Rather, you're going to have to take out the bucket from the trough to the Rishus Ram. You're going to be carrying from one domain to a prohibited domain. Rather, what you should do is you just draw it and pour it, and it drinks by itself, but don't go ahead and bring it in front of it because of that concern of carrying. Someone throws from the public domain into this area between the boards, Chayiv is liable. Because since in every corner you have a full-fledged partition, it has a height of 10 tefachim, and it's more than 4x4, and its square is recognizable and it's visible, but everything in its area is considered as a Rosh Hashanah, the private domain. And even if it was in open fields, and there's actually, you don't even have between them a spring, still, because since in every side you have pas mekan, you have a board on this side and a board on this side. Even if the public walked right through between these areas of the boards, it doesn't nullify the partition. And it's like, just like a court, which you have the public that walks through it, and then whoever throws into that court, same thing is over here. But again, like we said, you're allowed to give the animal to drink from between them, if there was between them a spring. Chatzar, a courtyard, which one end enters into the area between the boards. You're allowed to carry from within the chatzar to the area between the boards, because no one lives there between the boards, and therefore it's not considered an area that would prohibit the chatzar to carry from it. And so from between the boards into the chatzar. Now, how you should say this, but if you have two courtyards, which as we said in Halacha Tes, that both of these courtyards go into the area Bein HaPasim, so Asur is forbidden, because they both share this area, Asad Sheyarva, until they make an Erev. Because it's like anytime you have two private domains that enter into another common private domain, that's a common area, you have to make an Erev. Now, Yav Shamayim B'Shabbos, what happens if the water of the well dries up on Shabbos? So also talta ben apasim, then you're not allowed to carry between the boards. Because shalei nechshav b'mechitza talta b'tech, we didn't consider it as mechitza to allow you to carry inside of it, el m'shem mayim, only because of the water, and there's no water. Bo'olam mayim b'shabbos, so let's say it actually gets water on Shabbos, mutl talta b'nein, then you're allowed to carry between it, shekol mechitza shenaz b'shabbos, because any partition that is made on Shabbos, which here it's being made because now there's water, shema mechitza is considered as a partition. Mavoy, an alleyway, shenitla k'rasso yalechi b'shabbos, if its crossbeam or its sidepost was taken away on Shabbos, so also taltabai, it's forbidden to carry in over there. Meaning, we don't say that once it's permitted for part of the Shabbos, it's going to be permitted for the whole thing. Ava bishan if it's the karmas, although it's breached only to the karmas, ultimately it's breached to an area that's forbidden for it, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. Halacha lamed hey continues with an achsadra regarding a porch in a bika, in an open field area. So achsadra bika, which a bika is open area of fields, which is a karmelis. Not Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And there's an achsadra, which is closed on three sides, and it has a straight roof. Now, we put on the side, we're going to consider as if there's a kaira there, because you have the edge of the roof that closes off. So therefore, mutl dal b'kuli. You're allowed to carry throughout the whole exadra, because of afapishi b'ashosh mechitza is b'tikra, although it only has three walls and a roof. So it should be forbidden to carry inside of it without fixing the fourth wall. But no, sh'anuroyin kilu p'tikra, we view as if the edge of the roof is yerid v'seisim ruch revis, as if it comes down and closes off the fourth wall. The edge of the roof is like at the beginning of a wall. And we view it as if it's sealing it off. And however, v'azorik m'shusaram l'techa, but if someone throws from the public domain inside of that porch, potri is going to be exempt, as we said in the halacha test, because three walls, biblically has halacha as a karmelis, which you're allowed to carry inside of it. And you throw from from Mishasram inside of it, you're going to be a potter. So it's kizerg l'mavoi sosim shishlakari. It's like throwing into a mavoi that's closed off, which has a roof, which or has the beam, as we said before, that, okay, although we let you carry inside of there, but at the same time, it's not like a full-fledged rishos yechid to be chayv from throwing from Mishasram into that area. Bayis, a house, a chutz, or a courtyard, shenifritz keren zavish labes amas. If let's say, the corner of the house or the courtyard was smashed, was breached in the area of 10 amas. He's also told to call you not carry throughout that whole house or that chatzar. Because alpha bishakol pitzah shiades amas kepesach, although we generally say when there's a breach up until 10 amas, like an opening, and a house allowed to have an opening, ain't oisim pesach by karen zavas, but you don't make an opening on the corner. No one comes in where there's a corner. And therefore it won't qualify as a pesach, rather as a breach. Now, if there was a beam, a roof there on the top, on the length of the breach, we view it as if it's coming down and sealing it off, and then you let it carry throughout the whole area, but as long as it's not there on a diagonal, meaning if the roof is not straight, then we don't say, we view, it's only when straight, so we see the edge as if it's the beginning of a wall. But if it's on the diagonal, then you can't say that you view it as if it's closed off. Halacha Lamed Vav continues with regarding the measurements that we describe in these halachas of etzba, tefach, and ama. So etzba shemeshar ba b'chamakim. Whenever we talk about a finger width, he reichav hagudl shal yad. That refers to the width of the thumb of the hand. Tefach, when we talk about that of a hand breadth, is our best place is that of four finger breadths, meaning four thumbs. When we talk about an ama, in Shabbos, whether we're on the laws of Shabbos that we're discussing here, in Mesukkah, whether measurements of a sukkah or a klaim or that a forbidden mixture, he ama bashish tefachim. It's an ama of six hand breadths. Now, because there are certain amas that are five, now sometimes we'll evaluate this ama of six tefachim that are tightly pressed. And sometimes we'll measure the ama with six hand breadths that are loose and expansive. Vezevizalach, either one is we when we're using it as a stringency. So meshach mavi, which we're discussing these halachas, the length of a mavi. So we require ba'arba amas, as we said, is the minimum. But soichikos. So when you're using those six tfachim, you're going to have the fingers loose, not so tight. So it's going to require a larger area in the length that you require. Now in contrast, v'gavi the height, which we said can only be up until Esrim Amma, up until 20 Ammas. So we're going to minimize how much you allow. It's going to be Atzeva. It's going to be what's called depressed, meaning tightly pressed. So it's going to be smaller measurement in its height, which is another stringency. So to Rechav Apirza, the width of the breach, which we said is only up until Esrim Ammas, 10 Ammas, but Atzeva that are tightly pressed. So you're getting less over there. So it's either way, we're going to always use it as a stringency. Okay, it's a ben, and the same thing would apply as a stringency in Yisukah regarding the laws of Sukkah over Kaloyim, or regarding the areas of when you planted forbidden mixtures of how much the area is. We're always going to use these amas of six tefachim, whether they're loose or tight, as a stringency.